Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, September 27th. And coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court's emergency rebuke for CAQM over air pollution control. Aam Aadmi Party vs BJP over Delhi municipality election. Jagan Mohan Reddy cancels temple visit over non-Hindu declaration row. And UK-US bat for India's permanent seat at UNSC. First up, the Commission for Air Quality Management or CAQM has not performed the task it was formed to do, the Supreme Court stated today as it came down heavily against the monitoring body. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and A.G. Massey also pointed out that the need to control air pollution is at an emergency level and raised questions over stubble burning and other contributing factors. Quote, there has been total non-compliance of the Act. Have committees been constituted? Please show us a single step taken which directions have you used under the Act. Just see the affidavit, show us a single direction issued under S-12 and others, unquote, Justice Oka asked. It is all in the air, they have nothing to show as to what they have done to the NCR states. Towards the end of the hearing, a bench noted that it cannot be said that CAQM did not take any action, but they did not perform the way they were expected to do. Every year around winter, the NCR plunges into severe air quality crisis, with stubble burning in neighbouring states of Haryana and Punjab being among the major contributors. The court also asked CAQM to submit the details of their meetings and a better compliance report. The matter will be heard again next Thursday. On being informed by CAQM chairperson Rajesh Verma that they meet once in 3 months, the court sought to know if that's enough, if decisions taken by them have involved in solving crisis, and if incidents of stubble burning are coming down. Senior advocate Aparajita Singh, assisting the court as amicus curiae, said if the law was being violated, they have the authority to take action. Quote, but they are being silent spectators, the court observed. Ms. Singh said thousands of crores were offered to the farmers for equipment to help stop stubble burning. Quote, in 2017, we thought it would help stop, but it has not, and this is why the CAQM has come today, and now some officer has to be held responsible, unquote, she said. But the court said efforts must be taken to ensure the use of stubble burning alternatives at the grassroots level. And next, the row over alleged adulteration in Tirumala Tirupati temple laddus has turned into a full-blown political blame game. YSR Congress President Jagan Mohan Reddy has cancelled his planned visit to Tirumala temple on Saturday, which was meant to atone for the sin allegedly committed by Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. It is Mr. Chandrababu Naidu and his party that claimed animal fat was used to make the famous laddus offered at Prasad at the temple based on a ghee testing report from a lab in Gujarat. Addressing a press conference today, Mr. Reddy said he was denied permission, a charge that has been ridiculed by Mr. Naidu's TDP. The decision follows a political row in the state after TDP and its ally BJP demanded that Mr. Reddy, who is a former Andhra Pradesh chief minister, sign a declaration meant for non-Hindus. The party have said that according to the rules of Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam, which manages the temple Tirumala Tirupati, foreigners and non-Hindu have to declare their reverence for Lord Venkateshwara, to whom the temple is dedicated, before visiting the shrine. Sources said that while the rule is an old one, new signboards announcing it have sprung up near the temple after the YSR chief announced his visit on Wednesday. Mr. Naidu said that his government would protect Hindu sentiments and that all visitors must follow the traditions of the temple. Speaking at the press conference, Mr. Reddy said he would have also issued a notice that no permissions have been given for his Tirumala visit and claimed that the Laddu Rao was being used to divert the topic from the first 100 days of Mr. Naidu's rule as chief minister this year. Quote, all the statements made by him, Chandrababu Naidu, on the laddus are proving to be a lie after another. He has made a mistake and violated the sanctity of the temple. Now he is bringing up the declaration issue to divert from the topic once again, and he is doing other politics with that. The Tirumala laddu is special and pure, and with a political motive, Mr. Naidu has said that it was made with animal fat, unquote, the former chief minister said in Telugu. After 2 days' worth of high-voltage drama, the Bharatiya Janata Party has finally emerged victorious in Delhi Municipal Corporation Standing Committee election. BJP's Sundar Singh Tawar was nominated to the 18th and final seat of the MCD Standing Committee this afternoon, after an election that featured only BJP councillors. Tawar got 115 votes, the number of BJP councillors in the House. Tawar's win, which will almost certainly be challenged in court, means the BJP now has control over the Standing Committee, which is widely seen as the real power behind the municipal body. The BJP now has 10 of its 18 members and can select the chair. Aam Aadmi Party has 125 councillors, and if the party had voted today, it would have most likely won the election and the control of Standing Committee, which takes most of the municipal body's final decisions. The Congress has 9 councillors and abstained from voting today. All of this happened because Aam Aadmi Party last night boycotted voting in a late-night session summoned by Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena, who ordered the election to be held by 10 p.m. on Thursday. After an all-evening drama that included an 11th-hour press conference by senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia, officials from Raj Bhavan said the election cannot be held on Thursday and was postponed to today. Pointing to the LG's message that the election was to be held by 10 p.m. yesterday, Mr. Sisodia told reporters, "How can elections be held without councillors? Aam Aadmi Party and Congress councillors have gone home. Elections on 1 hour's notice is unconstitutional," unquote. This morning, former Deputy Chief Minister Sisodia again rejected the illegal election scheduled today. And shortly after that, party boss Arvind Kejriwal said it is written in the law only the mayor has the right to call for a sitting of the house. On Thursday, Mayor Shelley Oberoi wrote, "I have written a letter to the Commissioner of Delhi MCD that the election to be held today is unconstitutional and illegal. But Mr. Saxena sought to overturn that order, demanding MCD Commissioner Ashwini Kumar to submit a report of conduct of elections by 10 p.m. The election is the latest in a long line of bitter squabbles between Aam Aadmi Party and Delhi's Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena. The vacancy was created after BJP's Kamaljeet Sehrawat quit. She had been elected to the Lok Sabha from West Delhi seat in April-June election.
Breaking from breaking news, microplastics are entering the human urinary tract, and there is an urgent need to look into water safety, a new study has claimed. Global human usage of plastic has resulted in serious environmental contamination, including the discharge of microplastics. Now, a new study has challenged a 2019 World Health Organization, or WHO, report that microplastics in drinking water are harmless after confirming their presence in kidney, urine and bladder cancer samples. The scoping review led by researchers from Bond University looked at 18 previous studies to assess the presence of microplastics and even smaller nanoplastics in the urinary tract. Earlier this year, a study in USA had found microplastics in brains of at least 18 corpses brought by the morgue. Now, this review has concluded that the plastic debris harmed human urinary tract cells by causing toxicity and inflammation, reducing cell survival. They also disrupt MAPK, or mitogen-activated protein kinase, which is a signaling process that helps cells to respond to growth signals and stress. The report says, as a result, the study emphasizes the pressing need for further research and policy development to address the challenges surrounding microplastic contamination and has requested governments and authorities to look into water contamination overall so that safe drinking water can be provided to avoid microplastics entering from the human system. Now, back to news. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Thursday backed India's bid for a permanent membership of the United Nations Security Council, or UNSC, days after US President Joe Biden and Francis Emmanuel Macron made a similar pitch. Addressing a general debate of the United Nations General Assembly 79th session in New York, Mr. Starmer said the UNSC has to change to become a more representative body. At present, the UNSC comprises 5 permanent and 10 non-permanent member countries, which are elected for a 2-year term by the General Assembly of the United Nations. The 5 permanent members are Russia, UK, China, France, and United States, which have the power to veto any substantive resolution. Quote, "We want to see permanent African representation on the Council, Brazil, India, Japan, and Germany as permanent members, and more seats for elected members as well," unquote, Mr. Starmer said. Earlier on Wednesday, French President Emmanuel Macron also voiced strong support for India's inclusion as a permanent member of the UNSC. Quote, "As long as we have a Security Council that is blocked, I would say reciprocally according to the interests of each party, we will have difficulty moving forward. So let's just make these United Nations more effective. First, by perhaps making them more representative. This is why France and I repeat here, it is in favor of Security Council for it to be expanded, unquote. He told the UN General Assembly. He added that Germany, Japan, India and Brazil should be permanent members, as well as two countries that Africa will decide to represent it. Last week, Joe Biden had also vouched for a permanent seat for India at the UNSA. During his talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his home in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday, Mr. Biden said that US supports initiatives to reform global institutions to reflect India's important voice, including permanent membership for New Delhi in a reformed UN Security Council. India has urged for decades that it deserves to be a member of the UNSC. New Delhi has said that the 15-nation council founded in 1945 is not fit for the purposes of the 21st century and does not reflect contemporary geopolitical realities. India last sat on the UN high table as a non-permanent member in 2021-22. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.